to get the news you had on Pointer, like come out and play a game like that, what's that kind of show about, you know, maybe people saying they can't overcome these two injuries?
Well, we talked about it. I know some guy talked about it this morning, too. We've dealt with this kind of stuff before, so our depth has always been key to our success. And a lot of people have been talking about the guys that left, but we've got some really good players that came in, and including the young guys that have really stepped up with Ratty and Bo and Ross there, that line. So it's been a work in progress, but I think we're seeing the depth come to play right now, obviously with some of the big name injuries that we have on both sides of the puck. So tonight was a really good game. I thought the second period was probably one of our best we've played this year. It really set the tone, and Bassey shut the door when we needed to, so it was nice to close that one out.
What kind of changed between the first and the second? Because a lot of missed passes, a lot of icings, yeah. And all of a sudden you started connecting.
Yeah, that was the topic, was execution for sure. So we talked about it. You know, sometimes it's tough not to get frustrated when, you know, those plays aren't happening, but we had the lead going into the second, and we just talked about making the right plays, and we did that. We saw how much ozone pressure we were able to cause because of that, and like I said, that set the tone for the rest of the game. We didn't really give up any odd man's in the second either, so that, you know, if we can put a period like that and watch it and learn from it and continue to do that, we'll be in good shape.
How good do you feel for Corey, too? I know as a goal scorer yourself, you know everybody goes through those kind of stretches, but to kind of see him.
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is just he wasn't getting frustrated. And, mm-hmm. and when you're a goal scorer and you're not scoring, you know, if the chances are there, you're somewhat happy. You're still not happy that they're not going in, but that's the sign that it's going to come. He's had a ton of scoring chances. And, you know, eventually with the player that has a set of hands that he does around the net, they're eventually going to go in. And you could obviously see how happy he was. We're all very happy for him. That line, again, played outstanding for us as well. So it was great to see him get rewarded. You could tell, you know, the boost that it gave him, some extra confidence, had a couple other great chances. So, you know, they'll start to go in for sure now.
You always want that type of scoring to come as well. But is it more imperative right now because of what the next 4 to 6 weeks are going to bring?
Absolutely. We need everyone on board right now, like I talked about. It's you know, especially with, you know, the power play still kind of a work in progress to get the 5-on-5 goals and to get the contributions from different players, that's what we're going to need. So we've talked about what we have to do, obviously missing two of the best forwards in the world and one of the best shutdown D. Guys are really, you know, having to step up, and they have. So, you know, absolutely, we're going to need to continue that, to keep, you know, chipping away and get points and make sure we're in a good position when those guys return.
Last week in Philly, you had to play catch-up for almost 57 minutes till you got the lead. How nice was it to get the lead early tonight?
Yeah, it just makes it much easier for sure, and that's something that we're certainly accustomed to, is playing with the lead. And tonight was one of those where, you know, it was nice to hold on to it in the third and just play the right way. Last couple of games, we played well, got the lead, and then given it up. So it was one of those games where it was probably meant to be that we played the right way and we got the result we wanted.
Does Zach need to have an open invitation to dinner over his house again if he's going to play like that?
Yeah. No, he's got a lot of cooking to do in the next day or so. So, no, he played great. Another guy that tough start to the year with the injury, and then, you know, with him out and Cerny out, to get him back, and you could tell it. We've all had injuries before, and sometimes just to get the timing and the rust off, the last couple of games he's looked like the Bogo that we know. So great shot tonight, great play on my goal there. So he's a force in front of the net as well. So, you know, he had a big game for sure.
You mentioned Kachuk and Radish in that line. I know they haven't been scoring, but what have you liked about what they've been doing, even though just 15 games into their NHL career is kind of...
Yeah, they're controlling the play when they're on the ice. So if you're not scoring, they're generating chances, they're not getting scored on, and they're certainly wearing teams down. So they've been outstanding. Another line that I think is due for some offense. So, you know, you could just see how they've grown, the confidence level, you know, the plays that they're making, the physicality they're bringing. And I know Ross is still a young guy, but he's kind of the veteran of the line, and you could tell that he's bringing those two guys with him, and that line has been really well for us.
If you can look ahead to Friday real quick, Talked to Yanni today. He said he's looking forward to chirping everybody on the ice. I mean, just when you know how much he meant to this team over the last couple of years, to face him again for the first time, how odd is that going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be really bittersweet for sure, especially for him. I know, you know, anytime we play some of the guys that have been with us the last couple runs this year, it's going to be emotional and happy and exciting time. But, you know, Gordo was, you know, this is where it started for him, right? And this is where he grew into the fan favorite and the warrior that he is. So we're all going to be excited. We know what we're going to get with him because we've seen it every day in practice. He's a little shit disturber out there on the ice. And usually it's okay when it's on your team, but when it's on the other team, I'm sure he's going to try some antics. But we're just going to be excited for him to get the reception that I'm sure he's going to get, a well-earned one. Like I said, it's not like he left on his own terms either. That's where it's different, and that's where it hits home a little more in the emotion department. So it's going to be exciting for him and his family, and for us to see him, and I think for him to be able to get his ring and things like that. So it's going to be special.
How strong is this chirp game?
I don't think it's that strong.
No.
There's some French words mixed in with English words, but when he's going 1,000 miles a minute, it's funny. And like I said, just a guy you want on your team. Just the story of his career is outstanding. To see where, you know, undrafted, you know, undersized, to come in and just, you know, play a huge part in our two cup runs here. And just a great guy too, great family. So I'm going to be excited to see them all.
Thank you.
Thanks.